This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in Israel Friday. VOA's Rick Pantolino.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin assured leaders in Israel that the U.S. has their back. At a joint news conference with his Israeli counterpart, Secretary of Defense Austin says Hamas attacked Israel at a time of global challenge as the war in Ukraine blazes on.
And we remain fully able to project power and uphold our commitments and direct resources to multiple theaters. So we will stand with Israel even as we stand with Ukraine. The United States can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
VOA correspondent Celia Mendoza in Jerusalem posting a video to Instagram describing the change to the tourist area since the Hamas attack.
We were able to confirm that governments like Colombia and Mexico were able to evacuate some of their nationals who were here trying to visit the old city when the attack happened.
VOA's Celia Mendoza reporting from Jerusalem. The White House says that North Korea has delivered more than 1,000 containers of military equipment and munitions to Russia for its ongoing war in Ukraine. Speculation about a possible North Korean plan to refill Russia's munitions stores drained in its protracted war with Ukraine feared the flares that month when North Korean leader Kim Jong-un traveled to Russia to meet with President Vladimir Putin and visit key military sites as well. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Republicans have chosen firebrand Representative Jim Jordan as their new nominee for House Speaker, putting the gavel within reach of the staunch ally of GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump. Electing Jordan, a former member of the, or I should say a founding member of the Freedom Caucus, to the powerful position second in line to the presidency, would move the GOP's far right into a central seat of U.S. power. Officials in the U.S. Pacific state of Hawaii have released video and audio, of emergency calls for the deadly wildfire on Maui Island. The calls were released Thursday in response to a public record request from the Associated Press. One caller asked the emergency dispatcher whether it was safe to evacuate from her home in Lahaina after seeing the fire in her backyard.
Lahaina is totally busy right now. You have to be patient. If you're safe, number one is if you're safe, please stay there. If you are not safe, you got to find some way to get to the ocean.
At least 98 people died in the August fire, and with more than 2,000 structures destroyed, most of them were homes. The head of the United Auto Workers say that they're taking on a new approach.
Some 4 weeks into the work action, UAW President Sean Fain says he's changing things up.
We're entering a new phase of this fight, and it demands a new approach. We're done waiting until Fridays to escalate our strike.
So he told workers in a live video appearance that the company started gaming the system, waiting until Fridays to make progress in bargaining.
Today, we're not announcing an expansion of our strike, but we are prepared at any time to call on more locals to stand up and walk out.
Fain said the union is still bargaining hard with GM and Jeep maker Stellantis, but he criticized Ford, which said Thursday that it had reached the limit in how much money it would spend to settle the strike. I'm Shelley Adler.
South African authorities say they have conducted raids across five provinces to break up a coal smuggling syndicate blamed for stealing more than $26 million in coal, degrading state-owned power plants, and contributing to an electricity crisis. The country's tax agency says that the criminal gang diverted trucks carrying high-grade coal to power stations and stole the coal to sell. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.